3
da sam ja također poznavao sa svim telima. Razumevanje ovog tela i njegovog poznavaoca se naziva znanjem. To je moje mišljenje. Smisao. O potom će barate, trebaš shvatiti da sam ja također poznavala sa svim telima. Razumevanje ovog tela i njegovog poznavaoca se naziva znanjem. To je moje mišljenje.
Hmm. The Prabhupada gives a very fitting analogy in the third verse about the painter, the painting and the easel.
Srila Prabhupada daje jako, jako pogodnu uporedbu u ovom, u ovom smislu, u objašnjenju, i ona govori o slikaru, o slici i o stolku.
They are very much connected to each other.
Oni su blisko povezani jedan sa drugim.
They are nevertheless distinct identities.
Međutim, ipak su odvojeni identiteti.
This analogy, Krishna is like the painter.
U ovoj uporedbi, Krishna je poput slikara.
The living entity is like the easel, the brush.
Živo biće je poput četkice.
Poput četkice. And the material nature is the painting.
A materialna priroda je slika.
The living entity is directly in contact with the material nature, just like the brush is directly in contact with the painting.
Živo biće je direktno u dodiru sa materialnom energijom, kao što je četkica direktno u dodiru sa slikom.
Just like the brush can observe independently from the painter, the living entity is the dependent on all of his movements
baš kao što ona ne može djelovati nezavisno od slikara, živo biće je također ne može djelovati nezavisno od Krišne.
Consider simple act like moving the hand and putting it on the knee to rest.
Razmotrimo jednu jako jednostavnu aktivnost, recimo podizanje ruke i spuštanje iste na koleno da bi se odmorila.
In a sense, this is not possible just by the living entity alone.
Rečeno je da ovo živo biće ne može samo po sebi izvesti.
He is dependent, the living entity is dependent on a mechanism which is not really known to him.
Živo biće zavisi od mehanizma koji mu nije zaista poznat.
Are you aware that for a simple activity like moving the hand and putting it on the knee, there are several billions of functions necessary so that it can take place.
Da li ste svjesni da je za jedan tako običan pokret kao što je podizanje i spuštanje na koleno posebno potrebno da se dogode milijone funkcija?
Desire, how it gets translated into the nerve centrum, or it's called the a certain part of the brain is influenced by the subtle mind, so that an impulse for action is given. I think it's called the, what is it, motoric, something motoric. I think we know what it, we don't need the word, we know what it
is. Jedan deo mozga biva pokrenut od strane subtilnog uma, tako da može djelovati.
Then a very complex network of information is used.
I tu se koristi jedna jako, jako komplicirana, obimna mreža informacija. Da bi se konačno ta aktivnost odigrala.
Now, the ninth example which I have given, I think, in Sarajevo, which shows you how wonderful this process is. It's just like, say, you push a button of a drink automat, and a Coca-Cola,
Sada ću navesti jedan primjer koji sam čini mi se spomenuo u Sarajevu. Mislimo da pritisnemo dugme na automatu za piće i onda iz njega iskoči čaša sa frutal sokom.
This machine is so nice. Just by desiring, not by pushing this physical machine, just by desiring everything happens so wonderful.
Ali ova naša telesna mašina je toliko zadivljujuća da i bez pritiska dugmeta samo želeći je toliko stvari se odvija.
Imagine you could have a machine and you just stand before it and you desire that all of a sudden a flower comes out and next moment and a mango and it comes out. I mean, wouldn't that be wonderful?
Zamislite da imate jednu mašinu ispored koje biste samo trebali stati i poželjeti da dobijete cvet i recimo mango vam izađe. Zar to ne bi bilo divno?
To bi bilo divno, da bi bilo mango.
Bilo bi divno, zar ne
bi? So this is something like the material nature. You desire and things get into motion. How exactly this is not
material? To je, tako deluje materijalna priroda. Nešto zaželite i stvari se pokrenu. Kako? To je malo misteriozno pitanje.
Is it because Krishna as a super soul gives you the permission and makes the necessary arrangements?
Jer Krishna kao nadduša daje dozvolu i pravi neophodne aranžmane.
Like, for instance, look at this individual case. Maybe someone named like Tocha, what name is Tocha? Tocha, and person like Tocha, he desires to become a well-known literate.
And those are the primary and other than also that. Let's see, my choice is to say Tocha, želi da postane jako slavan pisac.
And somehow, by his desire, the material nature gives him all the facilities.
I na neki način, zbog njegove želje, materijalna priroda mu daje sve mogućnosti.
He can sound and write a wonderful poem.
Sedne i napiše prekrasnu pesmu. I u dodatku i drugo. I onda izda knjigu.
It's really his desire and everything else happens.
Prvo postoje samo njegova želja i kasnije se sve drugo odvija.
Now, what is the medium through which it happens? This is the super soul.
Sada, koji je onaj medium kroz koji se sve to odvija? To je nadduša.
It is the super soul, it's so to say, the interface between you as a soul and this material nature.
Znači, nadduša je neka vrsta posrednika između vas kao duše i materijalne prirode.
If we desire some, but within limit, the super soul also looks, what is your karma?
Da mi nešto možemo željeti, ali nadduša također razmatra i našu karmu.
And if it's not your karma to become a great literate Mahaprabhu, then he won't arrange so.
I ako tvoja karma Mahaprabhu nije da postaneš veliki pisac, onda nadduša neće napraviti tako.
And you can desire forever.
I možeš željeti tako stvar za uvek. Ne znam da li želiš da postaneš.
So this shows how even in our desire we are of course very limited.
Ovo pokazuje kako smo čak i našim željama jako ograničeni.
There are many obstacles to overcome before the desire of our the light.
Potrebno je prevazići puno prepreka da bi se naša želja obistinila.
We are not the ones to overcome the obstacles.
A mi nismo oni koji možemo prevazići te prepreke.
Otherwise, we would always be successful.
Inače bi uvijek bili uspješni.
It is Krishna who is helping us.
Krishna je onaj koji nam pomaže.
And if he does not want, you can endeavor.
I ako ne želi, i ako on to ne želi, vi se možete truditi, ali ništa neće uspjeti.
If Krishna doesn't want, you can't even lift your hand and rest it on your knee.
Ako Krishna ne želi, ne možete čak ni podići ruku ili spustiti je na koleno.
But if he wants, the whole world can try to stop you, nevertheless you are a great success.
Ali ako želi, ali ako on to želi, čitav svet vas može pokušavati sprečiti, ali vi ćete biti veoma uspješni.
That's the secret of Sankirtan. If we can become an instrument of Krishna, divine plan, then the most astonishing things will be possible for us to do.
To je tajna Sankirtana. Ako možemo postati Krishna instrument, onda će jako zadivljujuće stvari biti moguće za nas.
In Sankirtan, a devotee can actually overcome his limitations because he gets connected with Krishna's plan.
U Sankirtanu Bhakta može prevaziti svoje ograničenja jer bio povezan sa Krishnanim planom.
Like our Mahaprabhu, a very nice example.
Kao naš Mahaprabhu dao jako lep primjer.
Krishna uses him.
Krishna ga koristi.
Just like his wonderful spiritual master is used by Krishna.
Isto kao što je njegov divni duhovni učitelj iskoristio Krishna.
Our Mahaprabhu somehow gets lifted out of his Indian body and
na neki način Mahaprabhu bio podignut iz svog jugoslovenskog tela i postao instrument u Krišnjim rukama.
Out of ourselves, we may not have so many qualifications.
Sami po sebi možda i nemamo baš puno kvalifikacija. Ali ako Krišna želi, možemo biti opunomoćeni.
Therefore, if you only should desire to be connected with the Sankirtan mission in some way or another, as to practically see how his limitations are.
Zato Bhakta treba željeti da na neki način bude povezan sa Sankirtan misijom da bi mogao da vidjeti, kako njegove veze, kako njegova ograničenja ostaju iza njega.
Krishna is Satya Sankalpa. Sankalpa means desire, Satya means truth. This desire alone is already the truth.
Krishna is Satya Sankalpa. Satya znači istina, a Sankalpa želja. Njegova želja sama po sebi je istina.
There's nothing which can stop this desire.
Ne postoji ništa što može sprečiti tu želju.
Therefore, he's granting the pastimes which he unfolds in glory, and they are relished very much by his devotees.
Zato su njegove transcendentalne zabave tako slavne i zato ih pušuju njegove velike bhakti.
So because today is Sunday evening and everyone has a big peace in his stomach, I will not talk much philosophy, but tell a very nice story of Krishna.
I zato što je danas...
From which you can see the attractive nature of Krishna's pastime.
Zato što je danas nedeljno večer i svako ima ogromni pist u svom stomaku, neće govoriti teško. Neće govoriti tešku filozofiju, već će ispričati jednu divnu priču iz koje možemo shvatiti privlačnu prirodu Krišnjivih zabava. Moramo biti praktični.
This story is very nice. I told you the Beograd, you must hear the full attention.
Ova priča je jako lepa. Ispričao sam je u Beogradu i morate je slušati sa punom pažnjom.
As you probably know, Srimati Radharani was go every morning to the house of Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda and Nanda to cook for Sri Krishna.
Kao što vjerovatno znate, Srimati Radharani imala običaj da svako jutro ide u kuću Nanda Maharaja i Yashoda da bi kuhala za Krishna.
However, this was not so easy because she was actually married to a cowherd man called Abhimanyu.
Međutim, to je nije bilo baš tako lako, jer je bila udata za pastira koji se zvao Abhimanyu.
And her mother-in-law, Jatila, and the sister of her husband, were a little suspicious.
I njena svekrva,
sister of the husband.
Njena svekrva i sestra njenog muža su bile malo sumnjičave.
Vande Yatila met this Kotila.
Jednog dana je Yatila srela Kutilu.
Kotila said, do you think it's a good idea that Radha goes to a house of a different man and cooks for him every morning?
Kutila je rekla, da li misliš da je pametno da Radha svako jutro ide u kuću drugog čovjeka i kuva za njega?
True,
Yatila je rekla, u stvari, tačno je da je to skandal.
Yes, and people are already talking.
Da. I Yatila je rekla, čak i ljudi... A Kutila je rekla, čak i ljudi već pričaju o tome.
This was because Dvaraka Muni, the great mystic, gave Radha the benediction that whoever would eat from what she cooks, never falls sick.
Znala sam, rekla Yatila. To je samo zbog toga što je Dvaraka Muni dao Radharani blagoslov da svaki onaj za koga ona kuva se nikad neće razboljeti.
Therefore, Yashoda wants Radha to cook at her house for Krishna.
Zato Yashoda želi da Radha kuva u njenoj kući za Krishna.
Yes, he's a sannyasi. What does he know about household life?
Da, on je sam jasni, što on zna o porodičnom životu.
He does not know how to give benediction.
On ne zna čak ni kako da blagoslova.
Now Radha is in trouble.
Sada je Radha u nevolji.
So, that's so what are we going to do? Both of them decided. Now on, Radha can no longer go to Krishna.
Dakle, šta ćemo raditi? I onda su oba dve zaključile da od tog momenta Radha više neće ići kod Krišne da kuva za njega.
The whole of Vrindavan felt into utmost despair.
Cijeli Vrindavan je pao duboko očajanje.
On the fourth day, Dhanishta, who is the servant of Yashoda, came to Radharani's house.
Četvrtog dana, Dhanishta, koji je sluga Yashode, došao je do Radharanine kuće.
For 4 days, Radha had not eaten. She was lying speechless with desperation on the floor.
4 dana Radha ništa nije jela i očajna je ležala na podu ne progovorivši ni reči.
And the floor was actually very, very strange because she tried, but from the heat of her body, the mud had evaporated and was very firm.
A pod je bio jako čudan. Ona je plakala, ali zbog topline njenog tela blato je isparilo i postao jako čvrst.
So Dhanishta said, can't you at least cook at home something for Krishna? He is also not eating anything. So finished.
Dhanishta je rekao, zar ne možeš barem kod kuće skuvati nešto za Krishnu? I on također ništa ne jede i gotovo je s njim.
Then Radharani immediately went up, took a shower, and cooked it. Just described that she felt the heat from the stones on which she was cooking as cooling as autumn leaves.
I onda je Radha odmah se podignula, otuširala i počela da kuva. I opisano je da je toplinu koja je proizilazila iz tih kamenova na kojima je kuvala, ona osjećala osvježavajuće kao jesenji mjesec.
She cooked 4 sweets. And Dhanishta brought it to Krishna.
Skula je 4 slatkiše, Dhanishta ih je odneo Krishna.
And now Vrindavan decided to make a strike, general strike.
I onda u Vrindavanu su odlučili da naprave generalni strajk.
See, in Vrindavan everyone is so much in affection towards Radha and Krishna that even the the trees bow down to give their flowers to Krishna.
U Vrindavanu su svi toliko zaljubljeni u Rada i Krišnu da se čak i drveće savija da bi podarilo Krišni svoje cvetove.
So when they are lost no longer, the divine couple is meek, everyone was just unable to breathe practically.
I kada se božanski par više nije mogao gledati, svi su bili skoro onemogućeni da dišu.
So, next morning, I believe it was, that Vishaka came running to Yashida and Kutida. She was completely breathless. She said,
mislim da se to dogodilo sljedećeg jutra. Vishaka je dotrčala do Yatile i Kutile potpuno bez daha i rekla im, da li ste čuli za novosti? Rada je ugrizla se zmija, dođite i vidite. Dođite i vidite.
Yatila hodi na vidim, da je soši badi rada radi, lying completely pale.
Onda su Yatila i Kutila krenuli i vidjeli su Šrimati Radharani kako leži potpuno bledno.
Oh, said Yatila, we must get the snake charmer fast.
Rekla Yatila, moramo naći ukrotitelja zmija, i to brzo.
So, at this moment, Radha, that I opened the door, where he said,
onda je Rada malo otvorila svoje oči i rekla, odmah čim dođe neki čovjek i dodirne moje tijelo, ja ću umreti. Onda se ponovo ne svestila. Može,
okay, no snake charmer, we go to Purnamasi, the wise woman of Vrindavan.
Može, rekla je onda Yatila, nećemo pozvati tog ukrotitelja zmija, ići ćemo kod Purnamasi, mudre žene iz Vrindavana.
So they asked Purnamasi what to do, but she said, sorry, I have no experience in curing snake bites.
Ona su pitala,
go to Gandhi, the daughter of Gandhi.
Ali ona je rekla, žao mi je, ali nemam nikakva iskustva u vezi sa lečenjem ujeda zmije, ali možete poći kod Gargi, koja je čerka Garga Munija.
So they went to the čerka of Garga Munija, and she said, sorry, I have no idea what to do with snake bites, but I have a sister called Vidyavali. She is from Benares and momentarily lives in the house of my father.
Ona je rekla, nažalost, ne znam ništa o lečenju ugriza zmija, međutim ima sestru koja se zove Vidyavali, ona je iz Benaresa i trenutno žive u kući moga oca.
So they went to the house of Gargacharya to see Vidyavali who knew about snake bites.
I one su pošle u kuću Garga Munija da bi susrele Vidyavali koja je znala sve o ugrizima zmija.
The woman went before the house called Vidyavali. Come out.
Žena je došla do kuće i povitala Vidyavali da izađe.
First there was no reaction, then all of a sudden, that beautiful girl who looked like if thousands of suns would rise simultaneously came out of the doorway.
U početku nije bilo odgovora, ali onda je izašla jedna devojka koja je bila tako prekrasna kao da bi se odjednom pojavilo hiljadu sunaca.
She was so beautiful.
Bilo je tako lepo. U suštini to je bio, u stvarnosti to je bio Krišna prerušen kao žena.
What do you want, Sheta?
Sheta is dot. Šta želiš, sestro?
So,
imamo jedan problem, jednu pastiricu je ugrizla zmija, ovo je njena majka i sada tražimo pomoć.
Oh, said Vidyavali, you don't expect me to go to these cowherd women, I will lose my cow.
A Vidyavali je rekla, Pa zar mislite da ću otići do te pastirice? Zar mislite da želim da izgubim svoju kastu?
Ja tam Brahmana. Don't talk like this, said Gagi. You are too much associated with the Mayavadis and Bernardes. You just come and help.
Nemoj tako govoriti, rekla je Gagi. Previše se družiš sa Mayavadima iz Benaresa. Jednostavno dođi i pomozi mi.
Even if I come, who can guarantee maybe out of some bush on the way this rescued Krishna comes and looks lustfully at me, then I have to give up my body?
Mislim da ipak neće doći, a čak i ako krenem, ko zna, možda iza nekog grma iskoči onaj niskov Krishna i požudno se pogleda. I požudno me pogleda, onda ću morati da napustim svoje telo.
I'm not for such experiments.
ne bi radila takve eksperimente.
And this Yadila and Totila, they were practically in tears. They were like a puddle on the floor.
I Yadila i Kutila su bili obliveni suzama. Bili su kao...
No, please come. He's not doing anything in the moment. We have not seen him for long.
Ne, molim te dođi, on momentalno ništa bitno ne radi, nismo ga vidjeli već danima.
Also Gagi said, you have to come, I will personally come with you and protect you from this Krishna.
A Gagi je rekla, moraš poći, evo ja ću lično doći s tobom i zaštititi te od onog Krishna. Vidya Vali je izgledala jako heavy, ali na kraju je pošla.
Then she was coming, seeing Radha, she said, this is a very serious case of snake bite. I will administer the medicine in a very special way.
I onda je rekla, kada je vidjela Radu, ovo je jako, jako težak slučaj ugriza zmije. Moram proizvesti način na jako, lek na jako specijalan način.
Give me some betel.
Dajte mi malo betelovo kora.
That je vali čud on it. And with his own mouth, put the betel nut into Radharani's own mouth.
I onda je vidio Vali malo zažvakala taj ora, i onda je sa svojim sopstvenim ustima dala Radharani taj betel.
In other words, Krishna kissed Radharani before the eyes of Yatila and Totila.
Drugim rečima, Krishna je poljubio Radharani pred očima Yatila i Totila. I ja se skutila su rekli, ovo je jako poseban način lečenja. Da, rekla je Vidjevali, moramo je pomoći.
But it is very, very serious. This can be cured only if we call the snake, so you better go out of this room, but you can be in the next room and hear the door.
Ali ipak jako je ozbiljno. Možemo reći to je slušaj samo ako pozovemo zmiju. A vi budite slušati, s ovim možete slušati. Pa vidio Vali je počela da mantra, da je ne mantra.
Then there's another noise.
onda su čuli buku i duboki glas, zašto si me pozvala?
This was Krishna making sound.
To je Krishna stvarao različite zvukove.
Well, who are you? Vidjavali.
Ko si ti? Pitala je Vidjavali. Ja sam sluga mog gospodara Šive sa Kailaša. Zašto si došao ovdje, pitala je Vidjavali.
No, Ranju.
Danas sam ugrizao Radžu, a sutra ću pojesti Abimanju.
No, sad Jatila, kuba su mada.
Ne, rekla je Jatila koja je bila majka. Ja sam sluga mog gospodara Šive se Kailaša. Zašto si došao ovdje, pitala je gdje vani? Danas sam ugrizao Radžu, a sutra ću pojesti Abimanju.
No, sad Jatila, kuba su mada.
Ne, rekla je Jatila koja je bila majka.
But why said Vidjevara?
Ali zašto rekla je Vidjevara?
I want to give so much misery to Jatila.
Želim stvoriti toliko muka i nevolja Jatili ne sa mnom prošle dan što se rodila.
Why? Said Vidjevara.
Ali zašto rekla je Vidjevara?
She has offended my master Dravasa with harsh extension of Kachima.
Uvredila je mog gospoda Dravasu koji je delimična inkarnacija Šiva. Rekla je da ovaj Dravasa ne zna da daje blagoslove.
Also, she has said that Krishna is after Radha. This is nonsense.
A također je rekla da je Krishna zaljubljen u Radu, a to je glupost.
Krishna
je jako dobar dečak.
And Vidyavali, they heard the voice of Vidyavali. But how is there any way which will make you satisfied so that you take away the poison from Radha?
Ali da li postoji način na koji se možemo zadovoljiti tako da povučeš otrov iz Radha?
Then there was a long silence.
I onda je nastupila duga tišina.
Finally they heard the voice.
Konačno su čuli glas.
Radha must go every morning to Krishna's house.
Da, Radha mora svako jutro ići u Krishnu kuću i kuvati za njega. A ona ne smije nikad reći više da je Krishna nitko.
Vidyavali said, have you heard Jatila, Kotila?
I Vidyavali je rekla, čuli ste Jatila, Kotila?
Yes, we promise, we promise!
Da, obećamo.
Then they went to my... Brother.
And
then
Vidyavali
said, okay, you can come now, everything is motion.
I onda Vidyavali rekao, dobro, možete sada doći, sve je možno.
Then they went in, they saw Radha, he was looking very blissfully.
I onda su došli unutra i videli Radu koja je izgledala blaženo. Njeni obrazi koji su ranije bili bledi, postali su jako crveni. Bila je potpuno ekstaza. I je Tila i Tila su rekli, draga čerko, kako si?
Hvala lijepa. Let's go immediately to Krishna, he's very, very good boy. Then immediately cook for him.
Odmah ide
kod... Must be very hungry.
Ide odmah kod Krishna, on je, kod Krishna, on je jako dobar dečak i odmah skuva je nešto za njega, mora da je jako gladan. I na ovaj način je Rada ponovo počela da kuva za Krishna. I sve do današnjeg dana još uvijek to čini.
Now, the reason why Yatila and Kotila they put these obstacles in the meeting of Radha and Krishna, that is also Krishna's desire.
Sada, to što su Yatila i Kotila stvorile prepreke za susrete Radha i Krishne, je također bila Krishnina želja.
Krishna's great devotees.
Postoje Krishna velike bhakte.
They make the pastimes more spicy.
I oni još više čine zabave Krishna još začinjenijim.
Because the lila of Radha Krishna is in Parakiya Rasa.
Jer lila Radha Krishna u Parakiya Rasa.
That is more intense than Svakiya.
To je čak intenzivnije nego Svakiya.
Because Svakiya is the Rasa of a married man.
Svakija je rasa između bračnog para, muža i žene.
But in Parakiya there is no marriage. It is like param worship. Param worship.
Ali u odnosu Parakiya ne postoji bračni odnos. To je kao ljubavnički odnos.
So, that is more, there's more tension in this. More, there's a danger.
Postoji više napetosti u tom odnosu, postoji opasnost. I zato je intenzivniji.
Because the danger must be
overcome. Jer ta opasnost mora biti prevaziđena.
So, this lila takes place by Krishna's sweet will.
I ove zabave se odvijaju Krishnom slatkom voljom.
Who is Satya Sankalpa?
That means his desire alone is already taken. Who is Satya Sankalpa? Njegova želja sama po sebi je
činjenica. So I wanted to tell you the story in reference to our original point that what Krishna's desire is, that is a fact.
Želio sam ispričati ovu priču koja se odnosi na našu prvobitnu temu ili poantu, a to da je Krishna želja činjenica.
So instead of trying to move around in the bodily field of activity, let us move around in fulfilling Krishna's desire. Then our life will be successful.
I zato mislim da se krećemo po ovom telesnom polju djelatnosti, zašto ne bi nam predovali u ispunjavanju Krishne želje? Onda će naš život biti uspešan.
We waste so much time that we have desired such a lot in tune with Krishna.
Toliko vremena smo izgubili kada smo imali želje koje nisu bile u skladu sa Krishna.
Just look at your past life before you came to Krishna consciousness. You've just been running after desire.
Samo pogledajte svoj prošli život, mislim na vreme pre nego što ste došli u svjesnost Krishne, jednostavno ste trčali za svojim željama.
This connection between the article of our Dhammacharya for the way to get the enlightened.
U ovom smislu možete pročitati članak našeg Dhanvantari Prabhua i postati prosvjetljeni.
That's the waste of time.
To je samo gubljenje vremena.
Even if you paint in Saint-Tropez.
Čak je da slikate Saint-Tropez.
What? Rajar, yes.
Da, pogledali smo njegov članak. Dakle, zašto bi učinili istu grešku i svjesnosti Krishna? Trebam se moliti Krishna. Moj dragi Krishna, želim...
Moj dragi Krishna, you say it so nice, but then we go. Moj dragi Krishna.
Neka... Želim ono što ti želiš. To treba biti naš motiv.
So, Hare Krishna, I do not want to speak in great detail today, but it is a nice point to meditate on.
Dakle,
do you have any questions to all this?
Da li imate nekih pitanja u vezi s ovim?
How did you like the story?
I love the story.
Okay, yeah? I really like it.
You have a lot of experience.
So I think everything is clear in this connection. There are so many pastimes within the pastime. Well, it was like this. See, Radharani came every morning to cook for Krishna at Mother Yashoda's place.
Znači, Radharani je svako jutro dolazio da kuva za Krishna kod Majke Yashode.
Sometimes Krishna would come and look in the kitchen.
I pa nekad mi Krišna došao i pogledao u kuhinju, a Radharani bi se jako zastidao.
So Mother Yashoda always thought this Radharani. She would be just the perfect match for my son Krishna.
Majka Yashoda uvijek mislila, ova Radharani bi bila divna prilika za moj sina.
It was before Radharani was married to Abhimanyu.
To se odigralo prije nego što se Radharani udala za Abhimanyu.
Now, our devotees, you must know that Abhimanyu is the shadow of Krishna.
Vi bhakte morate znati da je Abhimanyu senka Krishna.
He is no different from Krishna.
On je ne različit od Krishna.
But just that the lila can go on in this parakriya rasa, you follow? Paramurship. Therefore, he is different from Krishna.
Ali samo zato, da bi se ova lila mogla odigravati u parakija rasi, u ljubavničkom odnosu, on je različit od Krišna.
It is very difficult for us to understand how a shadow can act differently from the person. But this Krishna lila, everything is possible.
Za nas je jako teško da razumemo kako može senka djelovati nezavisno od osobe, međutim u Krišna lili sve je moguće zbog njegove želje.
So anyway, one day, Mother Yashoda, couldn't control the senses any longer.
Dakle, bilo kako bilo, jednog dana Majka Yashoda se više nije mogla kontrolirati.
And she rubbed yellow turmeric on the hands of Radha.
I utrljala je žuti turmeric na ruke Radha.
That when a girl is engaged, then you rub yellow turmeric on her hands, that shows
kada je devojka obećana nekome, onda običaj da je se utrlja žuti turmeric na ruku.
So Radharani felt extremely
embarrassed. Radharani se osjećala jako opterećena.
Because she was always together with Krishna. No one knew.
Sorry, osjećala se zbunjena. On je, i onako je bilo uvijek sa Krishnom, samo što nikad to nije znao.
And she went to one lake and washed it.
I otišla do jednog jezera i oprala ruku.
But somehow some rich party, they saw her doing this and they went and secret to Mahayana. But Prabhada, Prabhada's mother, whose name is Kirtida, these other three, said, Kirtida, your daughter is engaged with Krishna.
Ali neki bliđevasije su vidjeli to što su radili i otišli do njene majke Kirtida i rekli Kirtida, tvoja čerka je obećana i ima obećana Krishna.
So Kirtida said, dobro, very good.
Kirtida je rekla, jako dobro.
There is nothing better than this.
Ne postoje ništa bolje od ovoga.
So she went, so what she did is, she prepared a big silver tray with nice jewels on top of a heap of jewels.
I ono što je ona učinila je da je pripremila jedan jako lepo posljedni srebrni posljedžarnik ispunjen sa dragulima.
Sent it to Nanda Maharaj and Jai Mother Yashoda.
Poslala je to Nanda Maharaj i Maharaj Yashoda.
That's when you do, that's what is done when you are, when the girl is engaged, and then the parents of the girl acknowledge this by sending a gift to the parents of the boy.
Roditelji djevojke šalju neki poklon roditeljima mladića.
Da
li razumete ovo pravilo?
So it became more complicated. Now the plate of jewels came to the house of Yashoda and Nanda and it meant the parents of Radharani liked the idea that Radharani was promised to Krishna.
I sada su se stvari još više zakomplicirale. Ovaj tanjir ispunjen draguljima je stigao do kuće Nanda Maharaja i na taj način u stvari su roditelji Radharani potvrdili da se slažu sa time da Radharani postane Krishna.
Now it's the duty to for Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda to send jewels back to Kirtida and Vrishabhanu, but they didn't have any jewels.
I sada običaj, u stvari dužnost Nanda Maharaj i Yashoda je bila da pošalju i oni dragulje Kirtidi, ali jednostavno oni nisu imali dragulje.
So at this particular stage, Krishna came in and saw all these wonderful
dragulje
flying there. When no one was looking, he was taking them, bringing them on the field and putting them in the field.
I kada niko nije gledao, on je dotrčao do njih, uzeo ih, odneo na neko polje i zakopao ih u zemlju.
Hoping that juice
will grow. Jer u to vrijeme Krišna je bio mali dečak i još mi da je malo mleka i sve to tako polio vodom, nadam se da će izniknuti dragulje.
So, a little later, Nanda Maharaj came in wanting to look at the jewels. It's a vessel jewels anymore.
I kasnije Nanda Maharaj ušao u kuću i želi se da pogleda dragulje, ali shvatio je da nema uopšte dragulje.
Where are the dragulje? This can be only this must have been Krishna. He is very naughty. He must have stolen the dragulje or something.
He is also nestašan. Mora da je ukrao dragulje.
What is worry for this son?
What problem?
So they called Krishna. Where are the dragulje?
They called Krishna. Where are the dragulje?
Well, we have not in return as a gift of acknowledgement. Therefore, I have planted them so that more dragulje grow.
Pa, mi nemamo dragulje da bi postali kao poklon, pa sam ih zato zasadio da bi mogli ne dobijemo više.
On how we won't find the dragulias any longer.
Ali sada više nećemo naći dragulje.
Don't you look from Jewish. Jewish are not growing, otherwise we would be rich by now.
Ne možeš da dragulje ne niču, inače bi do sada bili bogati.
No, I have the feeling it works.
Ne. Imam osjećaj da će ovo paliti.
Come with me.
Dođite sa mnom.
And really they saw trees full of very big juice.
Zaista su vidjeli drvoće puno jako velikih dragulja.
So they all put them in a huge ox pile like this. Really big. And they send it back to Mother Yashoda, in a kirtita and Vrishavada.
I sve su to oni natrpali jedna velika volovska kola.
Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda were already used to the most amazing things in front of Krishna.
Nanda Maharaj i Yashoda su već navikli na najzačuđujuće stvari svojim nevjerojatnim Krishna.
Yes, so now everything was clear.
Sada je sve bilo jasno.
Yes. Krishna and Radha are going to marry.
Krishna and Radha će se oženiti.
The news spread like wildfire in the garden.
U Vrindavanu ova novost se proširila kao šumski požar.
Purnamasi je heard.
I Purnamasi je čula o tome.
She is Yoga Maya.
Ona je Yoga Maya.
Who arranged all this place.
Koja sve ove zabave lile uređuje.
Parakijaraj, not svakijaraj.
Purnamasi je rekla, to nije moguće, ovo parakijaraj, a ne svakijaraj.
I must do everything in my power to avoid the marriage.
Moram učiniti sve što je u mojoj moći da bi izbjegla venčanje.
So she went to Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj and also to Kirtita and Vrishabhanu and said, this marriage is not a good arrangement.
Otišla je do majke Yashode Nanda Maharaja i do Kirtita i Vrishabhanu i objasnila im da ovaj brak nije baš jako dobar.
At least not at this moment.
Barem ne u ovom trenutku.
If they marry at this moment, both of them will be very unhappy in their life.
Ako se u ovom trenutku udaju, onda će biti jako nesretni u svom životu.
Nothing good can come out of this arrangement.
Ništa dobro ne može izaći iz ovoga.
Just better we wait until the astrological constellations are just befitting, and then later they can always marry.
Zašto ne bi se čekali dok konstelacija planeta bude tačno pogodna i onda se u svako vrijeme se mogu kasnije ponovo oženiti.
Može, if you say so.
Onda ste rekli može, ako ti tako kažeš.
And this day, it was the marriage did not take place.
I na ovaj način se taj brak nije odigrao.
So better we finish here before somebody else wants to be another part. Hare Krishna.
Maharaj ki jai.